Amen. Good morning, gentlemen and lady. Friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 4:25 p.m. 4:25. Learning in the Shul this week, sponsored by Michal and Ari Lasker, commemorating Yosef Ben Yamin Ben Shlomo Zalman and Yerachmiel Yitzchok Ben Shmuel, and of course by the Wolzman and Mantra family, commemorating the Yahrzeit of Avram Chaim Ben Tzvi. Mishnayos in our Shul, the system is endowed in memory of Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak, and today we are learning Masechta Olos, and we are starting the fifth parak. And the Mishnah begins by discussing Tano Shuomi Bisoch Habayis Ve'ino Kamura Lachutz. What if we have an oven whose opening is vented outside? The oven itself is a big, thick oven sitting in the middle of the house. And now a bunch of people are carrying a mace, carried it on top of the vent. So Beis Shammai Omer Makol Tamei, Beis Shammai says everything in the inside the house, the oven and the house, everything in the house, it's all going to be tamei. The tamei will go through the vent into the oven, into the house. Beis Hillel says no, hatan or tamei. The oven is going to be tamei because the stuff's going to go through the vent into the oven. But habayis tor, the house is going to be tor. Why? Because the tumah is not going out through the front of the oven. Tumah wants to get back outside. It wants self tumah latzeis. Rabbi Akiva Omer af hatan or tor. Rabbi Akiva says since he didn't go on top of the oven, he went on top of the vent. So the tanner is not even going to be tamei. But we paskin like Beis Hillel in this situation. Now, Aruba should be in Habayis Laliyah. What if I have an upstairs-downstairs group? And the way to get from the upstairs to the downstairs or the downstairs to the upstairs is through a hole. It's in the floorboard of the upstairs, which is the ceiling of the downstairs, and there's a ladder over there. And what happens? I take a pot and I put it on top over there. Unakuva bekonis mashke. But the pot has a hole in it. So and that hole will seep liquid. So Beis Shammai Omer Makol Tamei. Beis Shammai says, you don't really have a cover between the upstairs and the downstairs. If there's somebody dead downstairs, even everything in the upstairs is going to become tamei. The pot's going to become tamei. V'aliyah tahor. And why is that? Because the aliyah, the upstairs is covered. The pot lid will become tamei, but it will stuff up the tumas mace from going further. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afakadeira tahora. Rabbi Akiva says that even the kadeira is going to be tahor in such a situation because it's it blocks tuma, both midarais and midarabanan. He says he doesn't understand the idea why it is that there would be a gzera on the gedera, on the pot. And so therefore, by definition, he holds that everything would be tar. But of course, once again, we paskin like Beis Hillel. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.